188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom.
Too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Greetings, white America. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier from my log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia. Every day, we battle the loony left.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
But still, we manage to persevere because the good guys always win, even in the 20s. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. It's a pleasure to be back with you for another 30 minutes this week. And I've got to say thank you for all the new listeners. I know last week I introduced a new listener from San Diego, but I've gotten some more emails since then from some other new listeners, guys, possibly gals. I don't know where you're coming from or how you are finding this site, but thank you very much for listening in, and I certainly do welcome you aboard. Now, one question I did have from a new listener is, when are these podcasts actually posted in the archives? And I don't have an exact answer. So when we first started, we were doing this as a live show that was put out on a weekly basis. And every day of the week, there was programming that was put out there. You had shows like this one. There were, I don't know, maybe close to a dozen shows that were on every week. And then there was music and some other things, and it was an actual radio show. Then I guess over the years, some of the contributors ran out of things to speak about and kind of went by the wayside, so it turned into a direct podcast only. So to make a short story long, when it first started out, I had to turn everything in by Monday afternoon to have it ready to be posted on the radio for Wednesday evening and Thursday morning when it was aired, quote-unquote, live. But since it has now gone directly to a podcast, I have a little bit more leeway. So I requested that instead of turning this stuff in on Monday because of my schedule now to all this corona crap, that I'm now having to work every day on Saturday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday instead of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then occasionally, if I have an extra route, it just makes it so much easier for me to have the extra 2 days. So these are now turned in by Wednesday. So as clear as I can be on that is that if I get them turned in as early as Sunday, it may be up as early as Sunday. If I get it turned in as late as Wednesday, then it will be up by Thursday. So my friends, all I can say is it will be up sometime during the front portion of the week. So just tune in. Or check me out on Monday, and if it's not up yet, keep checking back every day, and it will eventually be up. But there is no set day that I know when it will be put up, because as soon as I turn them in, when the program director gets it, he will put them up on the site. So I'm sorry, but that's I don't mean to sound vague. That's as clear as I can be on that, but I hope it certainly helps a little bit. And once again, thank you for tuning in and listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. Like I said, I got a few emails this past week from some new listeners. Okay, that's a new one. From some new listeners. And I was actually surprised to see one because in the title it said who it was from, and the title was Fan. And then I got a little portion of the first sentence, and it said, I am a black And that's as far as it went. Well, that certainly got my attention that I do have a black man listening to this show. Now, some of you who have been listening for a while know that there is a Hispanic listener by the name of Roberto who's been tuned in for several years. And now, apparently, I do have at least one black listener who tunes in, and he says that I do have some interesting points, although obviously we don't agree on everything. And a little bit later in the show, I'm going to go ahead and read you the email that he sent to me. I did ask his permission for this, and since he didn't say no, I'm going to assume that that is going to be a yes. So I'll share that with you. And it's kind of interesting because, obviously, we're trying to get our message out there. And while we are, I guess, initially thought of as a white supremacist organization, we are not. We are, however, a white nationalist organization. We are a white pride organization. And we are most certainly a racialist, not racist, but racialist organization. That is, we are all proud of our race. And I encourage everyone to be proud of their race if they have a heritage. Obviously, this is why the Jews dislike us so much, because they have no heritage. And that's why they hate not only whites, they also hate the blacks and they hate the Asians, because these people can trace their roots back. They can trace their ancestry back. A lot of Hispanics can't, and the Jews certainly can't, because they're a bastardized mongrel race who can't go any further back than a few hundred years. And they hate us for that, regardless of what color we are. So it's encouraging to hear people from other races tune in and know that there is some common ground here. And I do look forward to sharing this email with you a little bit later on in the show.
It's Tommy Freedom.
You know, the thing about liberals is that they are so hypocritical in everything that they do, it is beyond belief. They want to force everything upon everyone else, but they don't want to suffer the consequences for it. Now, example of that would be in Minneapolis, where they have voted to defund the police department. Several council members have private security guards watching over them. You see, they don't want you to be protected, but they want to be protected. That's the hypocrisy of the liberal left. Another one would be building low-income or Section 8 housing in certain areas and neighborhoods of a large city. Typically nice neighborhoods, and they come in and they erect this low-income housing and drive the pricing down. And the homeowners nearby, the property owners, get very angry because they don't want these people in their neighborhoods. So the only time there's any real pushback is when someone from the other side suggests that they go into the expensive areas, the high-income areas, and erect one of these things, and then, oh, all hell breaks loose. See, as long as it's affecting someone else, it's okay. But when it affects you, whoa, 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 back the truck up. We got to do something to change this. Can't have that anymore. So this is leading into what has happened recently with a lot of these riots. They're not protests. They're riots. Let me make that abundantly clear. These were not peaceful protests. They were riots. The people involved in those riots were not protesters. They were insurrectionists. There's a huge, huge difference. So in Seattle, you had this area, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, which they shortened to CHAZ, but that sounded too faggy or trendy or something, I guess, so they changed it to CHOP. And they did eventually come up with something for that to stand for. I don't remember what it was. It was Capitol Hill something something. But the reason they took that name, that many of you may not know, is because that was the sound of the guillotine during the French Revolution. And yes, my friends, they thought they were starting a revolution. So they named it CHOP, to sound like the sound of a guillotine coming down and taking off someone's head. And the mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, who I think got her names kind of transposed there, should be more Denny Jerkin, because she is a complete jerk and a complete incompetent idiot, thought that this was cute and it was okay, and they were just exercising their right of free speech and unwinding and unleashing some pent-up anger, and this was a great way for society to watch these people, how they could actually live without any outside interference or influence. Yeah. And when parts of their little area burned down, they had to call in Seattle Fire Department. We all know about that. Jenny, this was not cute. This was an act of insurrection. But she ignored it because it wasn't affecting her personally. Well, eventually, one of these insurrectionists found out where she lived, and a bunch of them showed up in front of her house and began protesting, rioting. Oh my goodness, now it was in her neighborhood. Ooh, 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 bad thing. Must take down Chop, must take down Chaz. That is what stopped it. Because as always, these people don't know when to stop. They don't know when to shut up. They just keep going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. They don't know when to cut it off. My ex-wife was like that. She didn't know when to stop talking. She'd make a point and then make it 15 or 20 times over and over again ad infinitum. It was just horrible. And these people do the same thing. These liberals don't know when to turn it off. So eventually, they push too far and someone pushes back. And within a matter of hours, Capitol Hill was completely cleared out. The barricades were cleared out and things were put back to some semblance of normalcy. That's what it takes. Similarly, something similar to that happened in Atlanta just the other day, if I can get my cursor to work here. This article here, where was this from initially? I guess originally this came from NBC News. So I'm going to read you a little bit from this article here and kind of go over with you. It's sort of a similar incident. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms told protesters Sunday to clear out of an area near where Rayshard Brooks was killed by police last month after an 8-year-old girl was fatally shot near the site over the weekend. That was this past weekend. "You shot and killed a baby," she said at a news conference. "Enough is enough." And see, that's what it finally took, was some senseless killing, not by a white person on a black person, but black on black crime. And Bottoms went on to say that the girl, see if I can pronounce this, Sequoria Turner, was shot Saturday night while riding in a car with her mother and a friend after they tried to pull into a parking lot. The site had been barricaded after Brooks was killed on June the 12th at a Wendy's parking lot south of downtown Atlanta, which prompted weeks of protests against racial injustice and police brutality. Again, it was just an excuse to riot. An interim police chief, Rodney Bryant, said the driver was confronted by a group of armed people who had blocked the entrance, which was less than a half a mile from the Wendy's. I've heard it was directly across the street. I don't know, but it was pretty close. That's splitting hairs there. That's not important. What's important is that at some point, someone in the group opened fire and it struck the car multiple times and it killed this 8-year-old girl. "We understand the frustration of Rayshard Brooks," the girl's mother said at the news conference. "We ain't got nothing to do with that. We're innocent. We didn't mean no harm. My baby didn't mean no harm." Now, authorities have yet to identify any suspects, and at this point, it's still not clear whether the shooting was connected to the protest that Bottom said had become a feature of the neighborhood since Brooks was killed. It's been going on and on. Like I told you, ever since Coonteenth, every night we had fireworks going off until a couple days after the 4th. It finally stopped like the night before last. Every night, fireworks going off. These are nothing but excuses to get out there and run rampant. Now, Bottoms went on to say that the vast majority of demonstrations in the city have been peaceful, although she said there have been occasional flare-ups. Yeah, that's going to happen. That's what happens when you allow these people to go unchecked. That is why we have authorities. That is why we have police departments. That is why we have people there out there to protect the peace and to keep people safe. Now, the mayor said that authorities had removed other barriers which were erected by protesters in the area after Brooks' funeral on June the 23rd. And she said she heard that new barriers had been placed there shortly before she learned of Sequoria's killing. She said that local officials had been trying to talk with demonstrators before closing the area, but yeah, it didn't work. So she said, "We're not having any more discussions. It's over." And see, unfortunately, that's what it's going to take to end this. But these people don't want to do that. They just don't believe that what these people are doing is bad. They can't see the forest for the trees, as my brother used to say. They just ignore this. They actually, in some instances, actually encourage it and allow it to go on. And again, it's not until it affects them personally, such as in Seattle with the mayor's house, or in Atlanta where a little girl, an innocent little girl, was killed because of these scum, these punks, who have decided that they've had enough with this country and the way it was founded, and they want to rip all that down, tear it down, and try and start all over again, because they have been taught over and over and over in our functionalized learning institutions, known otherwise as public schools. They have been taught that Marxism and Leninism, socialism and communism is great, and that it's the way to go. And they honestly believe that the way that you and I think is wrong. They honestly believe that the principles, the foundations that this country was built upon are fundamentally flawed, and they couldn't be further from the truth. They are the ones who are fundamentally flawed. Any good psychologist will tell you that liberalism is a mental illness. Thinking that way is not normal. It's ingrained into you. It is indoctrinated into you. And our society for the past 50 years has been ingraining this into our youth. I began to see it when I was in school. There wasn't much, but they were starting. Not in the high schools as much, because our high school teachers had been around for a while, and we were older and a little wiser. But in the younger grades, where the children were very impressionable and the minds were more easily molded, is where they were beginning their nonsense. And it hasn't stopped. It's only gotten worse. And it will only continue to get worse, to grow, and to fester like a festering butt hair that just won't go away. It's always there to annoy you and get more and more sensitive and grow in its intensity. It's not going to stop until someone stops it. Now, here we've seen a few instances where these liberal mayors have finally come in and said enough's enough, and they've ended it. But not soon enough, and not enough across the country. Look, we hire these people by electing them into public office to serve us, not the other way around. We are not there to serve them since they've gotten some semblance of power. No, they are there to represent and serve us. They work for us. They are there to see that we are protected. That's their job. That's why we elect them into office. And when they're derelict in their duties, they have failed at that job. And at that point, it becomes our job to take it all back and start the hell over. Okay, so now I want to get to that email that I was telling you about earlier. As I said, there are several new listeners who have sent me emails. Thank you for tuning in. I'm glad I'm entertaining you. That's what my job is. That's what I'm here to do. But I noticed one that said fan for the title, and then I'm a conservative black man, or I'm a black conservative. What? Yeah, that's exactly what I thought too when I first saw it. So without any further ado, let me read to you what this guy sent me. And he's not trying to hide his identity by any means. He sent me his first, last name, telephone number, business address, everything. So I think he's being straight up with me. All I will do is I will identify him simply as Gary from Anytown, USA. And he says, Tommy, I listen to your show and you bring up some good points. I'm a black man, conservative Republican until I die. Where I come from, there's equally problematic white trash along with violent blacks. Yes, that is a point we do agree on. Both races aren't perfect. I don't believe race is the issue here. And I'm not whining. Black man crying about slavery, to me, if my race is gonna blame whites, then they need to also blame Portugal, Spain, and tribal leaders of Africa who profited by selling their prisoners of war from other tribes to the Portuguese. You sound like an intelligent man and very understanding, but you need to open your eyes and accept that all men or accept all men and not judge them by the color of their skin, but by their character and belief structure. Well, Gary, I like to think that I do that. I don't have preconceived notions about everyone. It's just when they fit some of the stereotypical actions that's when I react to their actions. I'm black, and 10 years ago, I raided an Al-Qaeda training camp. I fought for this country. I have equal right to be here. To be honest, none of us should be here. This goes for the same for the black liberals. It's not. It's the Democrats and progressives. We keep fighting amongst ourselves over petty race stuff. He didn't use the word stuff. I added that. We will end up being a socialist society, wondering what will happen or has happened to our country. Blacks and whites below here. Not sure what that. Legal immigrants are welcomed, but having illegals in this country sickens me. They are illegal and worsening our economy. Yeah, it's all fine and dandy, but they are taking the jobs we don't want. But where I have a problem is they're sending the American dollar overseas to their countries, to their families, and it's weakening our dollar. Well, yes, Gary, you and I agree on that. I've been saying that for years. Pedro's pesos go back home to his country of origin. It does not benefit us. And I lost my place. Enough with race problems. White men aren't nowhere superior as black man, and vice versa. Don't be ignorant to that. Let's look more at the belief structure in the liberal trash that's being televised through a media weapon. Now, I'm not suggesting we all melt together and mix. We don't have to do that, but we can live in harmony amongst one another. These protesters are expletive punks, both white and black, but they all have one thing in common. You know what that is? They're all poisoned by liberal media. I would go as far as saying 88% to 98% of them never even had an altercation with a policeman, nor did they ever experience racism. They are just going with the path that they're seeing others do, either to be accepted or because they've been cooped up without schooling for 3 to 4 months in a house. And this is where it's these protesters are. Okay, that's a repeat. That happens, I notice, with his emails sometimes. I think he copies and pastes and they overgo. So let me see. I've seen white trash that straight out need to be euthanized, as well as seen blacks that aren't crap but pollution to the society. I'll leave and goes further, seeing the white gun violence amongst the African-American community was caused in the first place by the liberal. I'm a veteran of this country. I can walk into any town in this country, or any county in the state in this country, with my head held high. Any race monger has something to say. Come see me in a field with rugged terrain with an AR-15. Guarantee I'll be walking out alive. So, sorry for that. It's in really, really small fonts, and these magnifying readers that I've got here weren't working too well this morning. But he does bring up many good points. Obviously, there are some things we don't agree on, simply because we are of different backgrounds. But this is what I've been trying to tell you for years, folks. There are people out there who are deliberately instigating us to fight one another, to divide and conquer. And I have said this to educated Hispanics over the years, educated black people over the years, and educated white people over the years. There would be no black and white problem if not for the Jewish problem. There would be no brown and white problem or Hispanic problem if not for the Jewish problem. There would be no immigration problem if not for the Jewish problem. There would be no economic problem if not for the Jewish problem. What is the common denominator here, folks? They are using us. They are pitting us against each other, just like they do in every war in history. They antagonize. They cause us to fight amongst each other, kill each other, and they profit financially from both ends. This man understands this, and it's time that more people did. I will admit, I was astonished to see that a black man was listening to my show. As you well know, I do have a Hispanic listener that's been listening for years. Because we think alike. my goal is not to have an all-white planet. I think we all have our own places. I'm a white nationalist. I would love to see a white country where we're not continually forced to accept other people and other cultures and other ideas. If we want to be left alone, for God's sake, just leave us the hell alone. So needless to say, that was a surprising, if not outright stunning, email to get. So Gary, I don't know how long you've been listening, and folks, I promise, this is a real email. This is not something I'm making up. This is real. Gary, I don't know how long you've been listening, but I'm glad you do tune in, and I hope that there's some stuff that you're getting out of this as well. I certainly do appreciate the emails. That was just one of three or four, and we talked back and forth about several things. He's a very successful business owner, and I applaud him for that. I mean, this is what we want in this country. We want everyone to succeed, not by receiving handouts, because that hasn't worked. We've seen that with welfare and food stamps. It just doesn't work. That's why you have all these snot-nosed liberals now who want even more for nothing. No, you succeed through capitalism, through hard work. You're rewarded for accomplishing things. That's how you get ahead in this world. Remember the story of the ant and the grasshopper, folks? We read this in, what, second, third grade? You sit on your ass all summer, come wintertime, you're going to be starving. You've got to get out there and work to be successful. And you've got to be successful to get ahead in life. That's just how it works. That's how the system is set up. Otherwise, you end up being a Stone Age people who are just basically existing as hunter-gatherers. And that's exactly where Gary's family came from many, many generations ago. And they have had the opportunity to upgrade themselves into a modern civilized society. And some have. Some, like Gary, have managed to succeed. And again, I commend the man for doing that. And there, folks, there are white people who are just as guilty of this as there are blacks. Gary brought that up, and I brought that up, and he called them what they are, white trash. There are people out there, they may have the same color skin as you and I. We may have similar beliefs with them, but when it comes right down to it, they are just as useless as everyone else that we're complaining about. You can't sit on your ass and do nothing. You've got to get ahead in this life. I'd love to see more people like Gary out there. I really would. And I'd love to have more people like Gary tune in and listen and share this information and this mindset, this thought. That's what I'd love. Yeah, I do this show because I enjoy sharing information. I do this show because I like dealing with people, helping them to understand what's wrong with this country, what's wrong with this world, how to make it better. I do this show because I like to right the wrongs when you have political injustice. And I mean real political injustice, not what someone just comes up one morning and says is political injustice. But when you have political injustice like we saw in Seattle, in Minneapolis, in New York City, even here in Charlotte, when you see political injustice, you want to right that wrong. That's why I reach out to you every week. It's my job. It's what I do. Thank you, George. I appreciate that. And this just in, folks, the Senate has confirmed that a second wave of stimulus checks will be coming in July. I'll be looking into that, and if it's anything interesting, be going over that with you next week. So that's going to kind of bring me to the point here where I'm going to terminate the show for this week. My friends, as always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Please use it. These people recently have gotten in touch with me, and it's really good to hear from you. It lets me know that I'm doing my job, I'm doing it well, and that you are tuning in and listening, and I'm not just doing this just to hear myself talk. So as always, my friends, please, stay well, stay safe, stay out of trouble, but please stay tuned, because I will be back next week for another 30 minutes of Freedom Rings. Till then, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.